Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Fightful Overbooked, coexisting with Rob and Maggie. This time I did not say Fightful fans or coexisting fans or anything like that. We are glad you are here. We are glad it is Friday, February 9th. We are, what, 2 weeks away from Elimination Chamber? Or is it a week now? I don't know.
February 24th.
Okay, so two weeks. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, it's been kind of a quiet week, Maggie, you know?
Rob, shut the fuck up!
Okay, well, that only took us, what, a minute and 11 seconds to get into that part of the show.
It is February 9th, Rob. Everything is happening. It is moving so fast. I am not enjoying this ride. I want off. My display is orange. Everything is orange. Everything keeps happening. I want to sleep, Rob.
Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
How are you doing, Rob?
I was good. I was doing pretty well. Until I was told to shut the F up. But, all right. I'm doing well. But it's been kind of a busy week, I'd say. But, you know,
I hope you keep this show together for the both of us, because I'm sure as hell not.
Well, we're screwed if that's the case. Well, you know, Maggie, right off the bat, we were given a generous super chat from our good friend, Throwback978. He says, so, coexisting, what do you want to talk about? That press conference was one of the most insane things. I watched it a few times. Did you guys see what I did? When Rocky was talking, he positioned himself to be slapped. Love you guys. NXT rules. Love you
NXT,
too, buddy.
NXT does rule. Did you enjoy Vengeance Day, Rob?
I enjoyed when it ended.
You didn't like Vengeance Day, so that's
not really.
That's what you're saying.
You know, it was one of those things where they hook, lined, sinkered me in with, that's a fishing kind of terminology. I really was hoping, you know me, I love Ilya. I love him to death. Mm-hmm. But they got me. They sold me on Trick Williams, man. I was rooting for him towards like the middle of it. I was thinking there was a shot. That's how good they were doing with this. And I was disappointed. But afterward, when Carmelo turned on him, I felt a little bit better. You know, the show wasn't really awful by any means. Don't get me wrong. It was just one of those things where I think it was just my mood at the time. I was tired. I mean, I went to bed right afterward. I was tired. I think that helped with it ending.
Yeah.
The tag match was pretty good. The Dusty Classic. I do. It was pretty good. Yeah, I do wish. Last year, the Creed Brothers won, and that was the first time a tag team, I believe, an actual put together tag team won. Like, not a
made up one.
Yeah.
Like Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I enjoyed the tag team. Next year, and it really depends what they do, but it depends on what Dustin Rhodes does if he re-signs with AEW, but I think it'd be pretty badass if Dustin Rhodes and Cody go for that tag team classic next year, because Dustin will be a free agent as of right now at the sometime, I think it's August, I believe. Not saying that he's going to, chances are he'll probably resign. He likes AEW from everything he said in interviews. But overall, I thought the show was pretty decent. I don't know. It was just, what did you think? How about that?
Lyra Valkyria and Roxanne had such an amazing bout. It was so good. And then Lola Vice came out to cash in her contract. And I, let me tell you just how much I wanted to break everything in my apartment. because I didn't know what I was about to see. And I thought that I like Lola Vice, just FYI, but I thought that she came out to ruin the entire match. Just she came out to just pin someone and leave with the title. And this didn't end up happening, which is good because the match continued being awesome. Incredible back and forth. It ended up, Roxanne ended up giving the pop rocks to Lyra, but then Tatum Paxley came out of nowhere, you know, because she tried stopping Lola Vice, but she couldn't. She came out of nowhere. She pushed Roxanne out of the way, and then Lyra pinned Lola Vice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this needs to be paid off. I mean, they did show up Roxanne Perez beating the crap out of Lola Vice afterwards backstage. And this, kudos to her because she deserves to get pissed. Like, show some character aside from, you know, anxiety or whatever. I love this match. And if this is the final thing that Roxanne does on NXT, I will not mind it.
Okay.
But this was, again, the women stealing the show for me. I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy Ilya. Gacy and Dijak was incredibly fun. Yeah. I mean, Gacy put Dijak through a table with toy cars on it.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite match of the show. I mean,
it was incredibly Ilya, entertaining.
Yeah. They did good. Dijak is starting to become one of my favorites on that entire show. He really is.
I mean, he's great on social media too.
Yeah, that helps,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, anyways,
guys, we didn't end end up, you know, starting the show like always. Hi, guys.
Thank you. We went right into it.
Like 7 minutes in. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Afternoon, evening, whatever you guys want to call it. It's night out for me. Please leave a thumbs up on the video. Share the video on social media. Tell your friends about us. especially if they're a blonde lumberjack with muscles. Just, you know, like DM me if you are. So Leave a, like all, you know, Ryan and Throwback, our friends, just did. Leave a super chat. It's the little dollar sign at the bottom of the live chat. It's the most direct way to support us. Every amount will get your story, will get your comment read on here. You can send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com also. And subscribe to Fightful Select, please. From everything that is about to happen in wrestling, I cannot stress this enough. Subscribe to Fightful Select because you will get the most accurate news there. Sean busts his ass to do this. So please, you can show your, you know, support and gratitude and, you know, appreciation for what he does. So we can finally start, you know, talking.
Yeah.
What did Ryan say?
Ryan says, how are those horror conventions, Rob?
Yeah, I just freaking knew. Thank you. Thank you to Soupy, our wonderful, wonderful friend who does these every Friday before our show. I just freaking knew that he was going to use that. I went back and watched it because of this moment. Because I, like, it's almost as if your anxiety levels went to from 3 to 11 in about seconds. Horror! And you're like, that's a top five moment from our show.
Guys, if you watch, if I don't know if you, some of you who are just tuning in, if you watch the, at the beginning, there was a promo that I'll be doing we filmed it the other day. It was me and Gisberto, one of our FIFO part-time writers. We did a Argyle movie review, and there is an outtake at the end of the show, and that Maggie saw it, but it kind of plays into the inappropriateness of Rob Wilkins. I'll just say that. I edited it out of the show, but I ended up putting it back into the show at the end for a outtake per se. So maybe you'll enjoy it, maybe you won't, but I thought it was hilarious. Maggie thought it was hilarious. Chris saw it too. He liked it. But yeah, I have issues. Speaking of Chris, he sent us a super chat. He says, the last month has felt like a year. I need a nap. Amen to that. We have another super chat from Chris.
I mean, Doc always needs a nap. So, like,
yeah, well,
a well-deserved one.
Chris says, who was the funny, handsome genius who said Dijak and Gacy would have the match of the night during your pre-show? Me. It was me. Love you guys.
We love you too. And yeah, you were absolutely right that they stole the show. For me, it was the women. They did a wonderful job, of course. But yeah, Dijak and Gacy turned out to be incredibly entertaining.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. But we'll get right to it. Maggie, you just watched the WrestleMania press conference just a few minutes ago. You probably just finished up.
I did.
Let's start from the beginning.
That was probably the reason why my screen display is orange now, because it wants to die.
I think David said it best right here. He says, someone check on the T-Mobile Arena. That press conference was on fire. You know what I'll say? Last night felt like you were watching Raw or SmackDown without any wrestling matches. You know, that's
it. Absolutely did. It absolutely did.
It was great from the beginning to the end. I loved how it started when they introduced CM Punk. I like how Michael Cole ended that with, and most importantly, AJ Lee's husband. I knew you would love that. As you're freezing.
I absolutely love that. Did I freeze? For me, you froze.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way.
Continue talking.
Okay. Well, I knew you would absolutely love that. So that made me happy. Because, you know, and the crowd went nuts when
I mean, not to brag, but Michael Cole, I don't know. He doesn't deserve to say that because he booed the crap out of AJ Lee when he was in NXT. So.
Well. Yeah, but that was his character at the time.
I know. I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying, too. But yeah, it was a fantastic show. They started off with Bianca Belair. getting the kicking off the show. She talked a little bit, and well, I'll let you go into Bianca Belair. What do you think of like her segment?
It was incredibly good. I love the fact that she put over. See, first of all, she said Sasha Banks. She did say that, and she bragged about all her accomplishments at WrestleMania. So I'm all up for that. Basically, she was there to promote her reality show with Montez. And that's fine by me. Bianca is one of the most important women in wrestling for me personally, because she's a trailblazer and she did so many things that, you know, the women can be proud of in terms of wrestling. Yeah. I love that. I loved everything that Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch did, but the fact that Bayley wasn't the
this. Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to bring up. This was the only thing that was a draw, that was a negative in my opinion last night. Why was she not involved at all? That I did not get.
She was mentioned by Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
And like that's about it.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I did not like that at all.
It sucked. It sucked. Like people should be upset about it. Like kudos to Cody. Like, because Cody getting what he deserved doesn't mean that people, oh, Cody gets it. Like with, not, don't make Cody the bad guy here. And don't make, you know, the people that root for Cody feel up, you know, feel less of, feel bad for not rooting for Bayley too. Because for me, Bayley has been so important to the women's development in WWE specifically. And also, like we say this a lot on our show, Punk didn't mention it afterwards. I saw that. So she carried the show during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So her winning the Royal Rumble, we can look at it as a present, you know, a show of gratitude. So, well, like, that's fine, but where is she now? And why isn't she on, you know, on the important press conference, you know, with thousands of people there?
Yeah,
that sucked. That sucked for me. Because they pretty much said that Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch are the most important women's match on the Mania card. And this shouldn't be a thing because they're not the one who won the Rumble.
Yeah. Yep. The, and the one thing that Scott, Subi said, you know, it was pretty, I liked how Seth was involved at the beginning, but then at the end, he was just standing there. Like, it's like,
oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Like, that's not,
yeah, no, I just brought that up, but yeah, it was something. But yeah, you know, I agree. They needed, Bayley should have been there.
Bayley absolutely should have been there. It sucks that she couldn't be there.
What stood out for you after that?
Well, practically the thing that happened at the end, but we need to start talking from afar about the whole situation because we didn't have a chance to talk about it last week because it literally happened after our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you want us to dive into that, Rob?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, last Friday night. So, Roman Reigns comes out and he says, okay, and I quote, because I do have some notes here. There were some things said on Monday that we can't set aside. He was talking about Seth when Seth was trying to sell Cody on his championship.
Yep.
I work 10 times less than you, and I still make 10 times more than you. Said Roman. Then he said, Cody, I'm not going to beg you like the other guy. You can either be the best number two in this industry, or you can take a crack at number one. Choice is yours. Then Cody came out. Of course, he's going to come out. And he says, first of all, he asked for the bloodline to leave the ring. So that was good. And he said, I had you, and I think you know that. Is finishing the story taking that championship from you, or is it taking everything away from you? I'm coming from you, but not at WrestleMania. And then The Rock comes out. I start laughing hysterically because this is happening on Saturday early morning for me. And afterwards, I have to get serious because I'm about to get interviewed for a documentary about my favorite band. So this is happening like 2 hours before the interview. And I'm like,
Nickelback, right?
Yeah, sure.
Too soon. Sorry.
And don't ever say that again.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, The Rock comes out. The shot of Cody Rhodes staring at The Rock. And, like, we can see The Rock's back and Cody's face. That shot said it all. Right there. That this was not the planned thing from the start. I'm going to fucking scalp the crap out of your head, Ryan. Do not piss me off. My screen is orange. It hurts my eyes when I look at it.
And it's not me this time that hurt your eyes, so that's good. But
You never hurt my eyes.
I know. I'm just...
Yes.
Gotcha.
I love you, Ryan. Not now. So, yeah. It was a work. You guys were getting work. Shut the fuck up. It wasn't. This was not the thing that was happening.
So
then what?
No, I go ahead. I'll let you go.
Okay. So then they shake hands in the most meme-worthy way. You know, with the biceps and everything, they shake hands.
The guns were out. Yeah.
Yeah, the guns were out. They shake hands, and The Rock whispers something into Cody's ear. And through this entire time, there are cameras following Cody Rhodes backstage because they're making a sequel to the documentary that they had last year.
Yeah.
So Roman Reigns whispered something, sweet somethings, into Cody's ear.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, Cody, The Rock, yeah.
What did I say?
Roman, you said Roman. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Rock, yeah. And Cody had the most... The fakest of fake smiles in this world. I swear to God, like, yeah, sure, honey. Okay.
Yep.
And then he left the ring, and The Rock stared at him throughout the entire time he got through the, you know, through the ramp. And then he went backstage, and The Rock and Roman Reigns were the people who were standing in the ring. Mind you, that audience lost their mind. The internet lost their mind in another way.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I started getting ready. I put on, you know, the post show, the Fightful post SmackDown show. I laugh a lot.
Man, that was a busy night for those guys.
Yeah, that was a busy night. Shout out to Kate. Shout out to our friend Alexis Cardoza, who stuck around for more than 3 hours. So the thing is that Roman Reigns pissed all over Seth Rollins in that entire segment.
He's then done that a lot Raw, really.
Yeah, I know. Then Raw happens and Seth Rollins opens up the show and everyone's losing their minds for Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins gets on the microphone and says, that sounded like a big pop to me.
Yeah.
So during that whole segment, there are a lot of Rocky sucks chants, we want Cody chants and whatever. So I'm a fan of The Rock. I love The Rock. This isn't comfortable. This isn't comfortable. Like hell it is. So this was giving me massive The Rock versus Hulk Hogan vibes. And I hated the crap out of this match because everyone was rooting for Hulk Hogan. Yeah. And I never liked Hulk Hogan. I never got Hulk Hogan. I adored The Rock and everyone was booing Rock. And I just felt so incredibly uncomfortable throughout this entire match. So I was just sitting there and I was like, okay, the only way this could work is if they actually turn The Rock heel. And I don't mean heel like his heel run, you know, back when he was feuding with Hurricane Helms. You know, not that kind of heel, you know, and with Goldberg and Stone Cold and whatever. Not that heel, because I hated that heel, Rock. It made zero sense. I hated it. I fucking hate it. I still hate it to this day. I do not want to watch a second out of The Rock's concerts with his shaven head and the glasses and the leather vest. That sucked. That fucking sucked. Erased it from history. It just fucking pisses me off. So what they're doing now? So they had this huge ass press conference. Do you have anything to say to this point? Because I'm about to talk a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I liked the build up, how they did this. I was not expecting Roman Reigns to come out when he did. I was expecting Cody to come out there.
Where?
Like when Seth Rollins comes out, right?
No, I haven't started talking about it. Well, do you have?
No, go ahead.
Anything to say for everything I don't.
From
that moment on, okay. To this point, everything that happened with Cody, like Cody winning the Rumble, and then Cody taking a step back and presenting Roman, how did Cody look like to you?
Well, it's kind of like what he said, supposedly. I don't think this is going to go over well, but I'll do it, you know, kind of like, and it made him look kind of like a chump, but he was doing what
just say it. I'm not gonna be mad.
Well, no, it's the problem is it's WWE not realizing what they're doing, what they have going for it. You know, that's they're thinking outside. They're looking at it one way when all their momentum's going another way. Mm-hmm. According to some, Ari Emanuel and his, I guess, second guy now wanted like The Rock involved from the get-go, which is fine. I mean, why would you not want The Rock involved with your company? I get that.
I get it.
But
I get it.
They wanted this instead of Cody, and I get that from a standpoint. I get it, but people needed to, and this is where it's easy for me to say, people needed to explain to them like this might not be a good idea, and explain why, and again, it's easy for me to say because I'm not in that room, and I'm not gonna blame The Rock, but maybe The Rock could have said something, guys. Like, I want to be involved. And I'm going to be involved, but maybe right now is not the right time because we have fire over here And if I come in, I'm just adding cold water to it. Like, The Rock knows the business. So he knows what he was going to be probably adding to that. If people said he didn't know what he was doing there, that's a lie. He knew exactly what he was getting into. He knows his business. He knows what he was. Can't say he was surprised. The time he was surprised was when he helped Roman at Royal Rumble. This should not have surprised him because of how that long the story has been going. That shouldn't have surprised him.
I mean, he was pushing backstage for him to win, actually beat Roman.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say out of everything before I even forget it, the only part where this is ridiculous is the stupid, I'll just say it, motherfuckers out there who threatened his daughter. Those people can just...
Just go fuck yourselves.
I don't want them involved with wrestling whatsoever. They don't deserve to watch wrestling. They don't deserve much in life, in my opinion. Like, and that goes to people who threaten anybody. Really,
it's wrestling.
It's pro wrestling. This is wrestling. I look at it the same way I look at sports. I look at it the same way I look at a lot of things. It's pro wrestling. It's life. There's no reason to threaten somebody when it comes to things like that. It's no reason to threaten people for a lot of things. I mean, I can't really... that's a whole different thing, but that just got to me. Like, that was the point where it got to me.
I didn't even see that. That's the first time I'm hearing about this.
Yeah, she deleted Twitter because of it, or X, whatever the F. But she deleted it, and hopefully she'll come back, and... Yeah. That's the thing. Don't get me wrong. There's more good people out there than there are negative. But the fact that just that many people did that, those people deserved to be like, those are the kind of people that need to be removed from social media. Like, their IPs need to be tracked and they need to be deleted, like wiped off. Like, they can't re-download the app, stuff like that. They need to be gone. Those kind of people. But that's a whole different conversation for a whole different day, and probably not even for a wrestling podcast. But that was my biggest issue out of all this, that it doesn't even involve wrestling, really. I mean, it involves wrestling, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is this is absolute fire right now. You had AEW wrestlers like Swerve. He mentioned it like in a tweet, like just wrestling, like it's on fire. Just it's fantastic. They loved it. Like, it's so good right now. And somebody even just put it on, like, here, in a chat. I just saw it. Where did it go? Oh, right here. Frantic posted it. I mean, this is big news here. Progress and Defy are merging. That's huge.
Oh, Defy! Yeah. Go Seattle. Go Seattle.
Yeah, so, cool. But, I mean, it's just, like, wrestling is hot right now, and
It is.
And right I'll say this. I have people, like a lot of my friends who don't watch wrestling have been talking to wrestling to me. And it's pretty cool. Like, just to see that wrestling is making its comeback a little bit to some people.
Some people, like, I hope that it's for the right reasons and not the Vince stuff, which we will continue talking about, you know, on this show, on today's show, probably not. But
Corey, get out. No, I'm kidding. But
Corey does not like avocados.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw that.
And cucumbers, and we're gonna have to talk about this at some point because we continue talking about Cody, because we're not finished about that. When people say that they don't like avocados,
I was not expecting that. No, I wasn't expecting you to talk about avocados. It's fine. I just was not expecting it. That's why I laughed.
Okay. So when people say that they don't like avocados, is it like, I wonder if what I'm feeling right now is the same as what people are feeling when I say that I don't like bananas. Is it the same feeling? Because for me, how can you not like avocados? Is it the same for other people when I say that I hate bananas?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know. Like, I hate cucumbers, so.
What the fuck?
I don't know if I wanted to...
Okay, so we had a good run. Bye, guys.
Yeah, it was a good... We're not coexisting.
It was a fine show. What the hell do you mean? You don't like cucumbers?
I don't know what piss tastes like, but I'm pretty sure it's probably like cucumbers. That's all I'll say. So.
You motherfucker. Like, never say that about cucumbers.
Well, I there you go. But let's move on to the wrestling talk before we offend everybody. Because we'll probably offend people on that.
About what? About cucumbers being wonderful?
Well, no, just vegetable talk. Used
about a lot of things.
Vegetable talk. I don't know who doubt it. It had to be Jeremy, I'm sure. But I need to play this right now. One second. Let me find it again. Here we go.
I'm waiting.
I know.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I'd do if I had no army. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. Oh, that's Sean? All right. I saw it in here when I was like adding things. I'm like, oh, that needs to stay. But whatever.
Yeah, that actually absolutely needs to stay.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. So continuing on the story, Rob. So Cody should be the one to determine, you know, the main event of WrestleMania, right? Because he won the Rumble.
Correct.
Yes. But then he's like, no, psych, LOL, I'm gone. And by the way, I'm not even going to mention the fact that Damian Priest is literally there and has been having zero direction when it comes to that briefcase. Just FYI, mm-hmm. He's just there. So everything turns into mishmash. And because the video of The Rock appearing on SmackDown has the biggest amount of dislikes on WWE's YouTube video page.
Mm-hmm.
So surely they saw what the fuck they did.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this was not the direction that they were taking at the end of the Royal Rumble. At the end of the Royal Rumble, Cody was pointing at Roman Reigns. And then on the press conference or, you know, scrum or whatever you want to call it, he said, I'm going after Roman Reigns. This is my story. No disrespect to Seth. This is what he said. And then Seth tries to make, you know, all those good things about the title and everything. And Cody goes, I'll think about it. And then, like, all of this happens on SmackDown. So they make, a big pre-show, a WrestleMania pre-show, even before Elimination Chamber has started. So this is stupid. So they say, oh, we're going to go to Las Vegas before, you know, just before the Super Bowl because people are there. So let us get more money. And publicity and stuff and promotion. I like, kudos to them. Like, they know how it's done. So they make the huge press conference. They invite all these reporters and tell them they're not asking any questions.
Yeah.
Like, they have all the reporters there and LOL, no, you can't ask any questions. Like, what the fuck is that?
I do feel bad for a lot of them because they were under the understanding, I guess, that they were going to be able to.
Yeah, they were under the impression that they were going to, you know, talk about stuff like regular press conferences go on WWE and everything.
And I'm glad, I mean, don't get me wrong, this is going to sound like I'm glad that we had the opportunity, Fightful had the opportunity to talk to people. I know other outlets did not, so we are very lucky. I know that. And it sucks that the other outlets did not, because they spent money to get to Vegas just like Sean did, or just like Fightful did. And it sucks. I don't like that happened to him. I hope WWE fixes that. And the only really way they can fix that is by giving them interviews, like digital interviews, I guess, or extra interviews. That's really the only way they can fix that. I mean,
that's talked so much. That sucked.
I know. I don't know all of the people that had that issue. I know I saw a few, but I mean, it sucks. I hate that it happened to them, but
I hope each and every one of them get compensated rightfully.
Yeah. Denise was there, and I think she got some interviews. And yeah, Denise is still in Vegas. She's doing some Super Bowl stuff. So on Radio Row. So good for her. She's awesome. But yeah, going back to.
Going back to the whole thing. So Seth Rollins comes out. And everyone's cheering for Seth. I will say one thing right out of the gate. Justice for Seth Rollins. Such a workhorse. What?
He'll get Okada. It's all good.
Yeah, sure. In NXT, right?
I love doing that.
He's been in. Because they wanted to build Roman Reigns up like the enormous monument that guy is, and that title being, you know, infused with him. So this is, there were like a lot of ways they could have done that, but they decided to go with the route that absolutely diminished Seth Rollins. And I hated that because Seth bust his ass and Seth like sacrificed his leg to do so. I'm just so incredibly, you know, sad about the fact that CM Punk got injured, because I feel like if he wasn't injured, that, you know, things wouldn't have taken this direction.
Yeah,
it would have been different. Punk being on, you know, on that panel made my day. He was good. Big E was there. He put over Seth Rollins a lot. Cody Rhodes a lot. I have no recollection if he said anything. But like, Big E's a sweetheart, so I would suppose that he said nothing bad. So I hate the fact they told us, oh, look at that brand new shiny title, and here's a tournament for that title. And then the first two people to fight for that title were AJ Styles and Seth Rollins in Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday. So we went from that to calling it the number, the number two title. He called him a lot of stuff, which I don't think were fair, you know? So during Seth's time on the microphone, he said, maybe we should hear from Cody himself. And then he calls out Cody, but then Roman Reigns comes out. And, you know, he starts talking crap about Seth Rollins once again. And Seth Rollins is just there, you know. He was there throughout the entire drama and this entire time he was in the background, just looking at the main event of WrestleMania, always the main event. Seth Rollins was never in the main event for WrestleMania. He main evented other pay-per-views, but never WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually why I wanted him to face Punk, because they both would have main evented night one. Although I do consider night one as a, you know, second place. I do that. So The Rock comes out then, because Roman Reigns said, "I picked The Rock." And I was like, who? And Seth Rollins starts pissing on the microphone. "You can't do that. How can you do that?" And Seth was like, he was such an energy throughout. I mean, I just watched it.
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns comes out, and 3 hours go by until he speaks. So this could have been an email. So he could have emailed each and every person on planet Earth that picture, you know, that PowerPoint presentation of the...
I gotta admit, I know a lot of people ripped it, but I thought it was pretty cool to see, like, just to see that family.
Oh, it was cool. It was really cool. But, like, the thing is that he presented in front of our very eyes why this is the main event of WrestleMania. And I'm like, okay, so this is important to your family and no one else.
No. The thing is, it's important to a lot of people. I mean, it is.
It's important to me. It's important to me because I love The Rock. Okay? Yeah.
The thing is what happened, and it's the same argument, is WWE got everybody so involved because it was the storytelling that they gave us for over a year, and then they take it away. And that's what got people going. There's really nothing.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say that you're glitching. It's not me.
Okay, from what Subi said, it was me. So, oh well, my bad.
Yeah. So say that again. Say that again.
It was me.
That last sentence.
I don't know what
that last sentence before that about Cody, like what?
I don't know what it was that I said already. I already forgot. But
really?
Yeah, I don't remember what I was talking about. That's how bad it was. What the hell were we talking about? Like
Cody?
Yeah, but I'm talking. Oh, never mind.
The fact that made us invested.
Yeah, the story. Yeah, they gave us a story and then they just take it away. It's like getting to the end of a book and all of a sudden, hey, yep, the main character's gone. Now it's just, you know, it's like, okay, you're reading I just explained it. You're reading a book and then all of a sudden, the last two pages, the main character's gone and it's replaced with somebody that was gone for 10 years and they come back. It's just not right. And that's what bothers a lot of people. They want this chapter ended so they can move on. That's all we want.
The thing is that when Cody came back to WWE, he was at WrestleMania. He faced Seth Rollins. By the way, Seth Rollins, when Drew came out to interrupt him on Raw, and Seth was like, "Didn't I beat you 2 times already?" And Drew said, "Didn't Cody beat you 3 times already?"
Yeah.
That was good. Drew's so awesome, man. Drew's the best.
You know, I wanted to go back 1 second on the Cody, thing. There's still a way WWE can fix all of this, in my opinion. And it's going to sound really awkward and dumb, but they can act like Cody and Rock are working together on all of this.
I think they are. I mean, they left the building with together. Oh, Cody and Rock.
I think that's what they got to do. That's my opinion. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's... I think what's going to happen is it's going to end up at Mania, that Roman's going to do something where he pushes The Rock or something, and The Rock's going to lose his shit, something like that. And it's going to set up a match for them down the road.
This will make the storyline incredibly bipolar. I mean, like, it's been from one direction to a different direction, and I just cannot keep up with this. Because it looks as if they cannot make up their minds.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's my theory. But, I mean...
That's now, fine. That is fine.
Now, here's another question. Do you think any of those three men end up working two nights? Because I think Cody and Seth are working together. I honestly think that they are going to work. I think Cody Rhodes is working two nights. I really do.
I mean, I do feel like they're building towards a tag team match. Rock Roman versus Cody and Seth, because after The Rock slapped the crap out of Cody, because Cody was like, if your grandparents were alive, they would have been ashamed of you. And he said that to Roman. Yeah. And I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I did like that though.
Like, what is happening? They should be ashamed. And he said it with so much disgust. This was cinema.
This is cinema.
This was cinema.
Righteous Reg comes out of nowhere.
Yeah,
this is righteous a good question Reg. Right here. How much is creative is from Brian Gortz? That's a good question, because
that's a great question for Sean.
I don't know. And I'm a big fan of Brian. So like I don't know, because that this is, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say like what I was going to say, because we don't know where things are headed with the Vince stuff. So, but there, that's
okay. So, yeah. So,
but yeah. I like, all I'm saying is I like Brian Gord. So,
Okay. Sure. So, because, like, yeah, going back to what I was saying, after The Rock slapped Cody, immediately Seth Rollins went into the picture and started, you know, defending Cody. Why did he do that will always be a mystery to me. Because how does he fit in this picture? How does he do that? I mean, and him being so close in this picture just makes that title absolutely irrelevant. Because if they're having a tag team match, Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth, I wish they could do that in Australia.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them doing it at WrestleMania Night 1, because it'll mean that Seth will not be defending that championship there. Sorry. And I want him to defend that championship there, because if he doesn't, he will be only proving their point that the championship doesn't matter. And yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, they haven't actually... It's a big championship because Seth Rollins sells it this way. I mean, the storytelling, no. Seth himself sells the crap out of that championship. Because, yeah, again, not by storylines and defending it against, you know, different opponents or whatever. But, like, it's missing something. It is absolutely missing something. And I do feel like Damian Priest eventually takes it from him. I don't know when and where, but I feel like it is happening at some point. The thing is, Cody, this hasn't been built for a year. It's been over 2 years, because when he beat Seth and with the torn titty,
Jesus, like, Maggie. God. Yeah. Good.
He was on his way to a championship contenders match. He was already there, and then he went away. Then he returned at the Rumble, and then it didn't happen. You know, he won the Rumble. It didn't happen at Mania. Nakamura was there, and Nakamura continues being there, and they continue having matches, and that sucks. It's as if, you know, it's Cody and Seth all over again. Cody and Seth fought like a gazillion times. Nakamura and Cody fought like a gazillion minus two times, probably. And like, they're having awesome matches and they're shoving them down our throats. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because like, legitimately, this, I shit you not. And again, I would like to underline this. I am a huge fan of The Rock. A huge fan of The Rock. That guy is my all-time favorite wrestler. This could have been an email. Like, they made people go out of their houses. Okay, it was incredibly entertaining. But, like, The Rock being silent for 92% of the entire time and letting the audience pick their minds. I understand that they're there for a reason. Rock, sweetie, honey. But like, I'm working a full-time job and I have to watch everything in order for me to come home and do this, the thing that I love. I want to sleep, okay?
Yeah. Well, we got a super chat, so let's read that. What does half an avocado say to the other half? I hate for us being apart. Feels like I have a hole in my chest.
And that hole is filled with a ball.
All right. So...
thank you, Soupy. Thank you, Sweetie, for the super chat. You're the best.
We got to move on.
Do we have to?
Yeah, because you're going to lose your shit.
Yeah.
All right. So, we spent an hour talking about that almost.
Yeah, so we did.
Let's go to something good.
Please.
How does that sound?
Please.
All right, guys, I'm doing the Cooper Effect this week. So I'm not sure if some of you might live under a rock or not, but there is a guy who is on social media who goes by the name Mr. Beast. And he did something really cool recently where he spent a lot of his money to help a bunch of dogs get adopted. That's not the one I wanted. He helped 100 stranded and abandoned dogs get adopted, help them find loving homes. You can find it on his Twitter at Mr. Beast. I had to look and make sure that was his username, but there's one of the pups. They got
it's a good boy.
Yeah, they got adopted. Really cool that he does good things like this. He does a lot of good things. I know a lot of people give him shit, but I think that's a whole different conversation on why they do that. I don't have any idea. I think the guy does a lot of great things. And if that's your prerogative to do that, that's on you. But he does a lot of great things. And I will never... We say it every time we talk about animals. We love animals on this show. So this is just outstanding. I mean, you can just see the pictures of people. Like, these are people adopting animals that needed homes, and you can just see their faces and how like happy they are. And well, that dog looks scared, but but you know, Biscuit, that's the dog's name, there is going to a happy home. I mean, this was a huge warehouse that they went to and they rented out to find homes for these pups. And I mean, there's some great ones. There's a pup that got adopted. There's another one. Look at that thing right there. And then, I mean, this woman right here, she got pretty emotional.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And, I mean, it was, the video's 15 minutes. And I guarantee you, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, if this doesn't get to your feels watching it, I don't, get help.
Yes, please do get help.
Because it was it was something else. And
thank you for finding that amazing Cooper effect, bro.
It's amazing. I wish I could do something like that for animals. I really do. We both love animals so much on here, and it's really cool that he did that. So I just want to give him a shout out for that. And Coexisting wants to give him a shout out because we love animals. I mean, Sean did a charity like for the Humane Society, I believe. When was it when he was wrestling?
That was a while.
Shaza, ago. That yeah, was it? Did it go to like the Humane Society for when you wrestled Shaza? Was that what it was for? Oh, was that NAMI? Well, I know he did one for the Humane Society not too long ago. I couldn't remember which one, but I mean, that just shows like how much like either animals and people who need it. So,
yeah,
we just like good positive stories. So we just wanted to bring that up. So
thank you to people who do that. Just before we move on to AEW or TNA, whichever you want, just a couple of other awesome things that happened. You know, Bayley split up from Damage Control. Mm-hmm. This happened also on SmackDown. She got in the ring with Damage Control. Dakota Kai was not there, just FYI. And she said that Damage Control was family, and then Bayley started speaking Japanese to Kairi Sane and Asuka, and they were shocked because, like, of course, while she was there, like she decided to learn some Japanese because, like, she always knew that there was something fishy going on, which makes Bayley the smart babyface, which is awesome because they never do that.
Yeah.
So they start beating her down, and then she, you know, she beats them up with the steel pipe. She said, and about that announcement, Io, I'll see you at WrestleMania. So that's absolutely fine. It's official that DIY will face Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate for a tag team championship opportunity. Shout out to Supi, who knows us so well. And acknowledged the fact that we were, in fact, booking Raw and SmackDown. Yeah. That was great. I cannot wait for this match. It's going to slap so much. Gunther and Jey Uso. Oh, that is going to be so good.
You think Jey Uso might be the guy that beats him?
You mean that they're going to stretch it out until WrestleMania?
I think it's possible.
Because isn't that, like, if they are going to do it, it's going to be well-earned. But the fact is that the direction I think that they're going is that Jay will challenge Gunther for that championship. It probably won't be. I don't know. Can Jay also travel? I don't know how that works.
He can. I mean, for the longest time, everybody thought it was like he couldn't travel to Canada, but I guess there's some kind of like some kind of work related thing that you can sign up. Through or okay. for, and they okay. do allow it because he was in Canada recently for a show, which surprised everybody. So there's a way for it. I don't know what Australia's rules are, but our laws are. But so there you go.
He's Samoan. He's right there. So
true. But,
yeah. So I think that if they do end up having the match there, and I think that Jimmy cost him the match, and this. Jimmy and Jay face each other at WrestleMania, and Gunther. Sheamus? I'm gonna say probably Bron Breakker.
Ooh, what about Sheamus?
I would love for it to be Sheamus. Sheamus was the initial person that in my head should have dethroned Gunther. I would not be opposed to it being Sheamus. Like, give Sheamus all the flowers, man. Like, that guy. Let me just rant just a little bit about JC Jane ruining everything between Riley Osborne and Thea Hale on NXT, you know, Chase You. Okay, so, like, a lot of people hate Chase You, but there's a small portion of us at NXT, like, that watch NXT, that absolutely adore Chase You. I'm one of these people. I adore Chase You. That is so stupid and goofy, and that's my shit. So, Thea Hale is in love with Riley, okay? And because Riley got in a fight with stupid Lexus King on Vengeance Day, so Riley was about to defend Thea Hale's honor by fighting Lexus in an NXT ring. So stupid JC Jane was in the head of Thea Hale, and she was like, you don't have to go there. You need to play hard to get. What are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to go there. Are you kidding me? So Thea Hale, because she's probably 13, and she trusts JC Jane. Have I been wrong? No, you literally have not. And so the end game of this entire thing will be that JC Jane will seduce Riley herself, and they will end up being together. And if Riley doesn't push her away, because love needs to win, okay? Like, I know people are annoyed at Thea Hale because they're calling her, you know, childish or whatever. I don't care. This is me, but on cocaine. So, because I'm always, you know, an anxious ball of, you know, of fat. And, like, that is not it. That is not it. Like, people need to understand that people like me are anxious all the time.
Yeah. I get it.
And this is when people are in your head and they think they know better, you tend to listen to them. Okay? You just tend to listen to them. Love needs... Rob? Am I, like...
No, I agree. I was laughing because just how you were having a conversation with yourself, like you were doing a perfect
conversation.
Yeah, but you were going back and forth, like it was perfect on the screen. Like, I was losing. I thought it was hilarious.
But like are you like? Do you hate JC Jane now, like I do? Because I kind of do.
No, her character's great. That's why I think like I'm
yeah in kayfabe. Yeah. I hate her in kayfabe.
Yes.
Yeah. But if the end game is that she wants Riley for herself, it will be so fucking close home, and I just no.
So
let's talk
about TNA before we move to
AEW. Yeah, Scott D'Amore.
Scott D'Amore. This move shocked a lot of people yesterday,
including me.
Yeah, it surprised us too. Like. At Fightful, it kind of came out of nowhere. Scott D'Amore.
Surprise, bitch!
Yeah. Scott D'Amore let go from TNA. There were rumors, it came out, that he might have tried to buy TNA. Not really sure on that, but they basically let him go. They called it the end. They let him go. A lot of wrestlers are not happy. A lot of people love that man. It's very interesting to see. It's really interesting because they just did the rebrand, and for them to do this now, I just find it very, very odd. And I've seen a lot of people make accusations without really coming out and making accusations. It's kind of weird. But what do you make of this?
The first thing that I would say is we have zero information about why they fired the guy. They just released him. It's just happened. For me, as someone who knows nothing different than the persona that I see on the television, for me, Scott D'Amore did wonders with Impact and now TNA. I specifically mentioned this on our show. After the first episode of TNA, after Hard to Kill?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. After Will Ospreay versus Josh Alexander, Scott D'Amore got in the ring and he was like a fucking cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so passionate. He dropped F-bombs. He screamed. He lost his voice. I mean, my throat was hurting while I was listening to him talk. He was incredibly proud of each and every wrestler that just performed in that ring.
Yeah.
Like you could see his passion in his voice. So that's kind of a bummer because I feel like for me, I feel like he truly cared for that whole brand. And then it just became TNA and everyone was so excited. And what I see now is them returning to the LOL TNA.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, that's the
thing. I don't want that. And what happens to people? Like, because I'm sorry, we still have no idea what happened.
Yeah, and I mean,
I'm still wondering, like, what the hell, like, what the fuck was that? And again, it's February 9th, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, February 9th, and we've seen some pretty big, crazy things happen. We know that a lot of talent's not happy. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, Fightful Select had quite a bit of things going on yesterday. We know there were two calls, one that was addressed to talent, and it indicated that some may be able to get out of their contracts if they were unhappy. This call was led by Tommy Dreamer and Gail Kim, was not said to have gone over well with talent. Another call featured production and staff in addition to talent and Anthem execs. Anthem, who owns TNA, just for those who do not know. Yeah. Talent, they wanted to work in, let me rephrase this. It was reiterated to talent that they wanted to work in a lot more of TNA talent. They wanted to work in a lot more talent into additional Anthem properties and made it seem like there was crossover opportunity for the talent. I'm guessing that's acting. I'm not sure what that means, but it'll be interesting to see where this goes. The more that comes out, I guess we'll find out. I mean, it's very, very interesting, and I know that there was talk that Scott was wanting to spend more money trying to get free agents and stuff, so maybe that played a part into Anthem saying, no, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. Who knows? Because the one thing that Sean makes a good point is how do they make money? You know, like, how does TNA make money?
I would never understand that.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about AEW because we only have about 15 minutes left of the show to go.
How about that? Yeah, we didn't talk about AEW that much. Well, neither did last week. Well, Hangman and Swerve, Rob.
Yeah.
Hangman and Swerve number 3 finally happened. And I say finally, as if we hadn't seen it in a long time. What this one?
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
That's Rob.
And see, I put it right next to a tree.
Oh.
Storytelling. Cinema. Yeah. What did you think of the match, Rob?
Oh, it was great. Best match on Dynamite so far this year. And it's February 9th. So that it just tells you how good Dynamite's been. So it was a fantastic match. I think Chris said he actually liked that match a lot more than
the Texas Death Match.
Yeah, I think he said that. I'm sure it was.
Well, I was sexually turned on by that match, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. But hey, we got a super chat. We'll read that. It has something to do with AEW. So, Maggie and Wardlow sitting in a tree. K I s s I n g. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Maggie with a baby carriage. No wolf shirts.
Yes, please. No wolf shirts. I've been talking to SportsCenter. I've been talking to them with my disappointment that Wardlow has had really shitty shirts. I hate wolf shirts. That is so, so cringy. And I can see little boys wearing wolf t-shirts and everything, but like that's incredibly cringy.
Thank you for the super chat, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie, for the super chat. And thank you for the links. I will be watching those when I just get a moment of, you know, a breather. Remind me, Rob, I know what I'm getting myself into by asking you to remind me about something. Please.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Remind me to mention Wardlow after talking about Hangman and Swerve. So, Hangman and Swerve, this was so incredibly okay. Yeah.
I did not mean to hit that yet, but there you go.
Yeah, but like, it's your first day, right?
Yeah, it's my first day. Welcome, everybody.
Yes,
Fightful fans, coexisting fans, welcome.
Coexisting fans, that was so good. You need to say that every time at the beginning of our show.
Just wait till I do coexisting faithful.
Okay.
Yeah, too soon.
So Hangman was pretty pissed off at the crowd that they turned on him and were cheering for Swerve. A lot of people were talking about a double turn during this match, but I'm not quite there yet because I feel like I'm never gonna boo Hangman, like ever. So Hangman did end up kicking out of the Swerve stomp, and then he delivered a DDT on the barricade to Swerve. They wanted to do a spot on the table that was put on outside, but the table collapsed. That was so funny. So Prince Nana started dancing to motivate Swerve into getting in the ring. So Hangman got pissed off and hit him with a chair.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was so good. And of course, he did that on purpose because that made the crowd boo him even more.
Yeah.
So Swerve tweaked his knee, but he ended up delivering a dead eye to Hangman through the table set up on the outside. So they ended up being a time limit draw. And this was something that all of us, I think we mentioned that on our show, that in order for, like, no disqualifications, nothing, just a, you know, a time limit draw. So Swerve asked for 5 more minutes. Hangman denies that. So he's such a heel. But Tony Schiavone gets on the... I'm sorry, Rob. Your arch enemy.
Fuck him.
Yeah. So he gets on the microphone and says that Tony Khan has made that into a 3-way match at Revolution. The match is going to be awesome. The thing is, I don't think I'm quite there yet to see Samoa Joe not be a champion, but I feel like he will get pinned, or Hangman, I don't know, like Swerve will win that championship. I don't know who will get pinned, but I'm pretty sure that Swerve is going to be crowned as new AEW champion. So just to touch a bit on Wardlow, I wish. So... I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know why I was not. I mean, I was expecting that, but I.
Yeah, that's probably one of the last times I say this because I'm starting to lose interest in Wardlow.
Whoa. And
yes, that is me saying it. And I mentioned this in the chat for the spotlight yesterday. This is fucking annoying. Do you remember? Like, yeah, drink some water or
whatever. What the hell was that?
You need to show it to the rest of us now.
I don't know what it is.
Is it a pube?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Maggie. It's like a...
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Was it a bug?
No, not a bug. It's like maybe some food. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is I understand that, you know, things change last minute and stuff. But, you know, the Devil storyline was the biggest storyline in AEW. And I just don't give a crap about it right now. They're having 15-second segments backstage. I understand that Adam Cole is hurt. I understand that probably Wardlow has an iffy knee or whatever. Like, I understand that. But they're not on my television. This is annoying as fuck, and this is lame. The Undisputed Kingdom is lame apart from their wrestling theme. Their theme, it's absolutely insanely good. But like Mikey Rooks is the best. So, yeah. So this is annoying me. We need to. So this is bugging the crap out of me. And I hate it because it's Wardlow, okay? It's also Adam Cole, baby. And yeah. I understand, but it's getting on my nerves. Like, I understand I defend Wardlow all the time, not because he's my favorite wrestler. He's nowhere near my favorite wrestler. I just like the guy. He looks awesome. He's hot. And I feel like defending him because, like, he's worth way more than they've ever done with him. And somehow, with each and every storyline that they put him in, he gets the rug pulled out of beneath his feet. And it's fucking annoying because he was almost at the top. And then he had that match against MJF, but MJF was right in the middle of that plane thing or whatever. And Wardlow wasn't the one that was relevant there.
Yeah.
He beat MJF and he wasn't relevant. Then he won a TNT championship and he wasn't relevant there. It's just incredibly annoying, and just end it already. Just end it. Just put the guy in something meaningful. Have him have awesome matches because he can, by the way. He can have awesome matches because he can move in the ring. He can move.
All right.
Just, yeah. Do you have something to say about that, or should I move
on? No, just you can move on. Takeshita? Go ahead.
Okay. Jericho and Takeshita. Okay, Rob?
Yeah.
The important thing is that Jericho lost. This is the small victory. I'm sorry. My voice. I just got fucking pissed. I understand that I'm also incredibly annoyed at the fact that they turned Chris Jericho into a Superman in this match. Because he needed to get hit with a screwdriver in the head.
Yes.
And being put in his own wrestling tap out move, you know, submission move maneuver. And almost not tap out. Because he was, oh no, I'm Superman, I can do whatever, Kryptonite, yeah. and then he tapped out, and I'm like, they gave him more offense than anyone. And this is Takeshita. This is probably AEW's future. And a 53-year-old man. So I understand what Chris Jericho has done for the business. He should not be head-to-head in such a direct competition with Takeshita. I hated this, and the only thing that's keeping me sane is the fact that he lost. And also, why does this keep occurring? Because, like, is this gonna continue up until Kenny Omega is back? Because I do not have the patience for that. And like, no, please let it end. I hope that when Ospreay comes in and he starts talking to Kyle Fletcher, and he's like, what are you doing? Because the last we saw of Will Ospreay in AEW, he was right there with Kallus. I want him to get Kyle Fletcher the fuck away from Kallus and then just have banger matches. I do not want to see Will Ospreay as a part of the Don Callis family. Please, no. No, no, no. Yep. Fuck no. Hell yep. Nah.
I agree.
No.
I agree. Yes. You good there?
Yeah.
Same reason your mom is always... Never mind. yeah, Sting won the title.
What I want to talk about, that boss man slam on the outside. Big Bill is so good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sold on Big Bill just from one maneuver that he did. Because I was, I've said this on our show previously. I'm not as invested in Big Bill as other people are, even when he was over in Impact. Because that entire audience was losing their minds for Big Bill. I never got that. So this goes to show you just, like, Big Bill was ragdolling Darby all over the place in this match. And this is what I'm here for. I hate the fact that they legitimately did nothing with those tag team championships throughout their reign. I hate that because, obviously, Big Bill is a fantastic wrestler, like the big beefy wrestlers. Give me him against Miro every day, him against Will Hobbs all day. Like, this is what I want to see. And Ricky Starks, man, if they don't do something with Ricky Starks, I totally see Ricky Starks going to WWE. I can totally see that.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, so at some point, I was rooting for Ricky Starks to actually be the one to dethrone MJF. Their rivalry was so good. Their back and forth on the mic was gold, and I enjoyed that immensely. It was pure gold. So I hope this is a blessing in disguise. I hope that Ricky Starks returns to singles competition.
Yeah.
I really do, because, like, we've lost, single competitor Ricky Starks, and I hate that, because Ricky Starks, for me, Ricky should be the future of AEW. He should be. Obviously a pillar, but not, at the same time not, because, you know, Jack Perry's no longer there, so someone should take his place, obviously. So Darby got busted open, and it was such an awesome visual because the Young Bucks were wearing white suits, and that blood looked so good. I mean, I'm sure that I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it looked incredibly good. It was so good. Do you think that this will close Revolution?
Yes, it will be the main event.
Yes, but do you think that Sting will lose the match?
Yeah, he'll lose the title.
Yeah, yeah, so they're having
the Young Bucks.
Yeah, okay, so they're having the main event be not a feel good moment.
Yeah, no, because if they lose, or let's say this, if they win the title and Sting retires, then they're just going to have to do a tournament, which I don't think they want to do again, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but I don't think they want to go that route.
So, you think that they close the show with the crowd being disappointed?
I don't... Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think he'll end up... I think the Young Bucks will win the titles, and then they will... They'll leave the ring, and Sting will wave goodbye, blah blah blah. So that's how it'll go. That's seriously how it'll end, I think.
Is that Taco?
Yep, that's my dog.
Okay.
So.
I don't know. Probably it can happen. Just I understand. I have no idea. Literally, I literally have no idea, because if you have that being the main event, how can you have them lose?
Well, that's the thing. That's just my opinion. That doesn't, if they win, that means they're
going to vacate the championship.
Tony Khan loves loves tournaments, so maybe they will. Who knows?
He does.
And that's the other thing going in Sting's favor, is he's never lost a match in AEW. So I can completely see it go that way as well.
The thing is that if it were up to Sting, he would have never gotten those championships anyway.
Yeah.
Because he never wanted to. But like, it's going to be a fun match, I suppose.
Yeah. So it'll be good. Yeah. All right, Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I need to sleep. Rob, where can people find you?
At Rob Wilkins on Twix. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at FightForRob. Otherwise, you can find me on Threads at FightForRob. We'll see you next week at 3 o'clock Eastern right here on Fightful Overbook. I want to say thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Peace out, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.